Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and we have Wendy Wilson with us here. And, Wendy, people want me to tell them about the church services, what time it is on Sunday, and that. So I'm going to do that. Our church service, our church is located, doers of the word, at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. That's 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. The phone number there is, what is the phone number? Okay, it's 440-338-1367. That's 440-338-1367. Now, again, the address is 14781 Sperry Road. Sperry Road is right at the corner of Sperry and Route 87, which is Kinsman Road. Route 87 in Newberry. And it's right underneath an 800-foot tower, folks. If you're driving through that area and you just look up at the sky and you see those lights flashing at the top of the tower, our church is right at the bottom of that. Now, service starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning with praise and worship. 9:30 into an in-depth Bible study. And 11:15, we have the morning service. Normally, between 4 and 6 o'clock, we have films. We have a class of current events, things that's happening that they're not, that you're not supposed to know, things that that we can't. Some of the stuff that we air here, but it's in video form, things that you are not allowed to know, you're not supposed to know, things that are kept from you from the inner media. The inner media, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and a lot of times Fox, they're the inner media. They're the enemies of the people. They're owned and run by the collective. And so, and that's usually from between 4 and 6 p.m. And at 6 p.m. we have the evening service. And so, also tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we have our Thursday morning prayer breakfast. And we will pray sometimes for 2 hours or more, okay? We actually believe the Word of God. I mean, like, for real. I mean, for real, we believe the Word of God, and that's why we get there early. Now, many of you people out there, a lot of you don't know this, but you've sent us in support for this radio ministry and for the church, and you've sent me very nice letters, and you haven't asked for prayer. You send a nice letter, and you'll tell me you're praying for us, and you haven't even asked for prayer. But what we do is we pray for you too. Every one of you that sends in a donation, whether you ask for prayer or not, we pray for God's blessings. He'll bless you the way you blessed us with an offering. So, anyhow, that's the spot that people have been asking me to give. So that's what I just did. And Wendy's phone number is 866-229-3663. Wendy, I've got this here. This is by Merrill Nass. The extraordinary story of how government suppressed effective COVID treatments and targeted physicians who prescribed them. Now, this is a long article, and it's got a, but here, let me just go, I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs of this very quickly, okay? Public health authorities knew that about chloroquine and other treatments for COVID-19 before there was a COVID-19 because they had figured it out for the 2003 SARS epidemic and the 2012 MERS epidemic. So that's how the subtitle always starts out. Now, here, it starts out this way. In 2020, I compiled a list of more than 50 ways authorities and pharma companies in multiple countries stopped the use of chloroquine drugs for COVID. This was and is a stunning collection, widely read and reproduced on many websites. When you read it, you are astounded to learn that all the U.S. and many international public health agencies took many different actions that led to increased deaths and destruction from the COVID and the prolonged the pandemic. Avoiding the Trump drug served as a great cover story. Taking hydroxychloroquine for COVID was equated to drinking bleach. Remember, Trump was pushing that from the very beginning. He was pushing hydroxychloroquine, but he was surrounded. He was in the swamp. All around him were dirty police, dirty cops, people who, like Bill Barr, for example, traitors. Traitors. Yeah.
Do you think Trump underestimated some of those folks?
No. Yeah. Well, you know, I think he probably did. It would have been hard not to, because you go in there, and people appear to be one thing, and then they turn up and they're in there. They're sleepers. Like Barr, you know, Barr was very convincing. You would have thought he was legitimate, and he turned out to be a complete and total traitor. I mean, I couldn't live with him, you know. I mean, with what he did, I could not live with that. And now he's written a book, and he was told by all the fake news media, listen, you go ahead and we'll, don't worry about it, we'll punk your book up. You just come against Trump and the Christians. And so this guy is unbelievable. He'll be known as a traitor. But he better hope he never runs into me where I have an opportunity to preach him on what God's word, the Bible, talks about lying. And, you know, God hates treason. There's a number of things in the Bible that God loves and a number of things that God hates, and treason is one of them. I'll definitely let him know. Anyhow, he goes on to say, when you read it, you're astounded to learn that all the U.S. and many international public health agencies took many different actions that led to increased deaths and destruction in COVID, a prolonged pandemic. But here's the kicker. The authorities knew about chloroquine and other treatments for COVID before there was a COVID-19, because they had figured it out in 2003 SARS epidemic and the 2012 MERS epidemic, both caused by related coronavirus, but they hushed it up on purpose, okay? And there's a book by Robert Kennedy, The Real Anthony Fauci, and it talks about all of this. 5 Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC U.S. scientists employed by the U.S. government, along with 3 Canadian government scientists, in 2005 published a paper showing chloroquine was an effective drug against SARS coronavirus. European scientists showed the same thing in 2004. And it says, chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection. In other words, the make of this whole story, get to the end of it, is they purposely, this was a part of depopulating the planet. These people, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, all of these people, are guilty of genocide, but we don't have a Department of Justice. We do not have a Department of Justice here in this country now. Okay? Merrick out there, they're just, all of these are, they become dirty cops, and they're owned by the Democratic Communist Collective. And so, there you go. That's the problem we have.
So, yeah. What do we do about it? You know, that's the thing. I know people feel like they're not sure what they can do. I mean,
well, you got to start on your local. I'm fortunate here in our area where we have a sheriff out here that is constitutional. He's very pro-constitutional. He's pro the Bible. Scott Hildebrand's his name. And so we start on a local level here. He refused to enforce any of those mandates that the state tried to put on us out here. He put posters out saying, no, these are mandates, they're not laws, and they won't be enforced he will not enforce it, the sheriff's department. So you start with your local sheriff's department, but you start with citizens groups. You join the Tea Party. You know, we have a lot of things happening. This coming Saturday, and Friday and Saturday, Jan's got her thing going. Friday, you've got Bringing America Back to Life, the largest pro-life conference in the country is happening right there in Cleveland. I'll be there. And then you got on Saturday, the Northeast Ohio Conservative Club, the Lincoln Day Dinner. And you're going to have all of the politicians out. And I can tell you the people that are coming out, to the Tea Party people, are going to let the politicians know in no uncertain terms, we're fed up with rhinos. We're totally fed up. You know, it's one thing we know when we're fighting the Democrats. And, of course, I just did an article, Wendy, on how, which we've been telling people for a long time, how the Democrats are running Democrats as Republicans. They're running them in the primary.
Yeah, they're in disguise. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very crafty on their side. Well, what's your feeling on this pandemic? Do you think they're going to let it fizzle out, or do you think they're going to bring it back?
I think they're going to come up with something else. Right now, there's a lot of things that's happening. One of the things that's happening is there's investigations going on into the genocide. So they want to keep the attention of all of the people off of that. And they want to, this is why they're keeping, you got 24-hour coverage of the Ukraine. These things just don't happen by accident, okay? And so, but I'm surprised Durham is still alive, okay? Because that investigation, it's going right to Hillary Clinton. Do you think old Hill is going to go down by herself? So you have all of these things are together. They're all the same players. And you've got, Fauci in this and Gates in this. And don't forget Obama Biden. He's up to his eyeballs in this. You know, we told you, too, we told you a week ago about the Pentagon ran biolabs in 25 countries. And I believe there was five of them in Ukraine. Here, let me read you the article. The Pentagon reported controls bioweapons labs in 25 different countries, including Ukraine. The others are Georgia, Iraq, Jordan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Azerbaijan, Laos, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Cameroon, Senegal, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, South America, and Cote d'Ivory, I believe it's pronounced. And so, we've got a Department of Defense that's wicked. You know, and some, I just did in our newsletter that's going out, that will be going out in a couple of days, one of the things that are, you know how Fauci and these people are using that money? They do the experiments on the puppies and the little children. Horrible, horrible experiments, and also on monkeys. Well, they're doing the same things now in Russia. They actually had in Russia, our Department of Defense had a bioweapons lab doing experiments on kittens. It's evil. It's wicked. America used to be great because she was good. She's not good anymore. And the people have to take her back.
Well, don't you think it's because of the falling away of the church?
Yeah, it is. The church is very small. You've got a lot of professing out there, but mostly these are just mostly entertainment centers. You got all of these mega entertainment centers. What Joel Osteen's doing and Kenneth Copeland and that. These aren't churches at all. These are entertainment centers or social clubs. You've got the apostate church that are literally churches of Satan. United Church of the Antichrist. Many of these are really churches of Satan. They adopt the Episcopal. They adopt everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin. They embrace it. And so, that's exactly the way the Lord said it would be. Remember what he said? Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. So he's telling you right off the bat there. And the Lord turned the world upside down with 12 people, didn't he? And so.
He did.
Well, he tells us what, one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000, huh?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, he can bring a swarm of bees and chase your enemy away.
Yep, you're absolutely right. In fact, he's done that. So, anyhow.
Well, if you want, I got another topic if you got time.
Well, yeah. I always got time for my Wendy.
Well, I thought, you know, we'd look at this Pew Research Center. They just published some interesting things on innovation, what experts are predicting through the year 2030. You know, they did talk about, you know, social media, technology, artificial intelligence, politics, but I was focusing on what these other experts in this list, they had a long list of experts, what they thought would happen to our health care. And this is what they said. We expect innovations in every realm of physical and mental health, and there will be significant change for the healthcare industry and healthcare professionals in which individuals will be able to care for themselves. And I thought that was interesting. I mean, wouldn't that be nice, you know? But what is that? What do they mean by that? Right?
Good question. Yeah, I'd be suspicious. Go ahead and tell us.
Okay, so the technology surveillance will be a major factor in healthcare moving forward. So artificial intelligence will change the way healthcare operates and will reduce the human employee workforce involved in it. Now, according to one professor, Jason Hong, at the Human Computer Interaction Institute at Carnegie Mellon University, there are several innovations in the works with prototypes to monitor a person's mental and physical health. This technology will monitor social behavior as well and predict a person's next action. The monitoring will know if you intend to get that extra drink too much, and it'll document it. So what they're trying to do is force the individual that's being monitored to you know, make better healthy decisions that affect their health. So they're going to be forcing people to make better decisions because this is all going to be linked to your social score, and bad diets will lower your social score. You understand?
Yeah, and I know where that came from, right out of China.
Right. Well, over here they're going to call it trust score because Bill Gates already developed that software. So one question I had was, well, who decides what is good and not good for you? And most likely your computer program is going to be fed data selected by whoever decides this. If you think about it, people will be screened 24/7. You won't have to go to a clinic now for screening. They're going to be doing it. And also your social network is going to be somewhat influencing. Ray Junko, director of research at Tisch College at Tufts University, said that your social media will be a big influence within healthcare moving forward. He said social and civic innovations will substantially mitigate within healthcare, and it's going to be tied to your, get this, quote, digital life. Don't you like that term? Your digital life.
Yeah.
All right. So it looks like your social media and your smartphones will be under heavy surveillance with regards to deterring any public conversations that can cause mental or emotional harm. So according to Junko, he says the smart technology is already a part of people's lives, and it's considered, get this, Pastor, virtual community space. So consider your social media and your smartphone not your personal property, but it's owned and controlled by a governing power, almost like a community park or a community pool would be.
Well, Wendy, we're here with the New World Order. It's upon us. Okay, are you ready to open the phone lines and take some calls?
Sure.
All right. Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. Let's see who can beat it, if anybody can beat Cliff. 888-677-9673. All right.
Yeah.
What do you have there, Mighty Andrew?
No one yet.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's the first time that ever happened.
But I have to say that, you know, look in your mailbox, because I think we sent you a few donations, maybe around $400 to $600, something like that.
Wow. You know what? I think next week is pledge week, come to think of it. Yeah,
well,
I believe
why
it
wait
is.
For that? Somebody can donate money tonight to you. Why not?
That's right. They can do it. You said it and Jan said it. And so, you folks out there, donate money tonight. The address is WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. You better do it before they want me off the air in a worse way.
Well, maybe somebody can match my pledge. What do you think?
I think they'll do it because you're a wonderful woman. All right. Yep, you are. You ready for Cliff? Cliff made it in.
Okay.
All right, Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, before I get to Wendy's question, I did have a thought about these people that we were just talking about. Now, I compare it to the people in Nazi Germany running the trains, the camps. You know, they might have been under duress where they would have gotten shot. But these people in Big Pharma, what's their excuse? So I needed the money? So I think they're more depraved killers than the people in Nazi Germany.
Well, if you heard the clip I played last night with Klaus Schwab, well, that would explain that whole thing. I mean, and that's exactly it. Like, you know, they came right out and said, other tyrants in the past have tried this. Hitler couldn't do it. And what Hitler couldn't do and what Stalin couldn't do, we now have the technology to do whatever we want with the human race.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I was reading a book on the audiobook Satan, the Prince of This World. It goes back to the 60s. The guy that wrote this book was a historian. And he said that the black mask was, it meant death to God to these people in their rituals. That was what that meant to them. But I want to ask Wendy, I did get good results. I got this Comfrey where you just, you don't get a lot for like 20-something bucks, and I put it on the surface of some, like, just have some slight pain in my right foot. You know, I jog like an hour most days on concrete. I thank you for that you alerted me to that. But what would you say is in that category is something you can apply topically? Would it be mainly Comfrey?
Are we talking about Comfrey root? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. They sell it, you know, like where you can put a little bit of it online, like it's almost like in a paste form.
Yeah, well, the Native American Indians used it for healing bones, all connective tissues, actually. They called it bone knit, actually. It's something you don't want to use long-term. If you use too much too frequently, it can affect the liver, so you do want to use caution there.
Yeah, I'm just putting it on the surface, though. Is that would that
okay topically? Yeah. Well, your skin does absorb a lot, you know. So, I mean, are you making like a paste and putting it on that way?
No. It already comes. It's just a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
It comes in a little jar, so you're not getting that much.
Yeah, I mean, usually, you know, it does get through the skin and it does help.
Yeah, so I'm getting results with that. So I find it interesting that it, you know, gives me, like, I just have some inflammation on the right foot, the top of the right foot.
Okay.
But, as far as, is there anything else that you recommend for people, like I have an aging relative with like, just a deteriorating hip? You know, what would you recommend for supplements for her?
Can't give medical advice, but if it were me and I wanted to heal joints and bones, I would add to that Comfrey horsetail and oat straw and maybe a little smidgen of lobelia. Those are all good compounds that work very well together to help regenerate tissues.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and also it's interesting, you know, I had heard about this rock rose as an anecdote for the vaccine, and this is somebody else I know that took the vaccine, initially way back then, had some side effects, and was drinking the tea, rock rose tea, and seems to be okay now, thankfully, but she had to get an MRI of the brain and all this. This is somebody, you know, like from the jogging club, but, you know, so that's rock rose, which grows out of it grows out of rocks at a high elevation in the Mediterranean, Turkey, and stuff like that. And apparently there's something in it that they found can, in many cases, counteract this particular vaccine. Hopefully.
Nice. Yeah.
All righty. Well, very good. Thanks, Cliff. And thanks for calling. Who do you?
Ryan.
Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're in the air.
Hi. I didn't have a question. Hi to both of you. I heard this, and I wondered if you heard it. A friend of mine listens to Alex Jones a lot, and she said that the media treat Putin like they treat Trump. They hate him, and he's not a globalist, and they hate his guts. And then I asked her, well, what's his relationship with George Soros? And she said they hate each other's guts.
Oh yeah, Putin has had a warrant out for Soros' arrest. In fact, Putin tried to get Trump. Putin offered Trump all kinds of things. Tried to talk him into getting a hold of Soros. Soros had got he's like Gates. He's got about five layers of security. They got lookalikes. They've got everything. It's very difficult to even find out where they're at a certain time. These guys are criminals. They're like really hard-nosed gangsters, criminals, and so.
To me, it says a lot. If George Soros hates you, I mean, that's a good sign for Putin. Right? I mean, that's what I'm looking. I mean, I don't claim to know anything what's going on, but I had just never heard any of this, and I just knew what.
No, that's true. Putin's been out after Soros for a long time, and so there's a number of other countries that want him too.
Yeah, it's like. Who's the bad guy? I mean, maybe Ukraine is. I don't know what's going on, but I hardly listen to it anymore because you don't know what to believe. And
so they had a warrant out for Gates' arrest in Africa, one in Italy, one in India. And I think in Soros is. One of my senior moments there. It's one of the countries over there by Ukraine that also had warrants out for Soros' arrest besides Russia. So, yeah, these are nationally known criminals. George Soros is a nationally known, and he owns the Democratic Communist Party here. And
what verse in the Bible really helps me get through stuff like this is the one that says, they have no power that God give it to me. The other one I'm talking about. They have no power except God. So all these people, you know, think they have all this power, and they want you to think they have all this power. But they only have what God's given it to them. I don't care what they think. So God's giving them the power to do, apparently, but otherwise, you know, it's hard to handle.
Well, you're right about that. I'll tell you one of the verses that I like, and it's Isaiah 45, and... Or is it 44:17? I'm trying to remember now. But anyhow, it tells that no weapon used against us will be victorious. So that's the one I like. It's here you go. Nope, that's not it either. It's one of those days. I thought it was in Isaiah 45, but I guess I was wrong. But anyhow, no weapon formed against us will be able to take us down. God said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and we have our marching orders, and from here on out, you know, we can expect things not to get rosy from here on out, but I can tell you what, we can let them know that they've been in a real fight, can't we?
Yeah. Somebody said to me, God loves a good fight. I say that to myself. God loves a good fight, God.
Well, you know, go over there and read Exodus 15, verse 3. Mm-hmm. It says that the Lord, he is a man of war. And so And there you go.
I'd rather be on his side than the devil. They're just serving the devil. They don't know it, but they're just doing the devil's work.
Well, some of them do know it. Some of them are dedicated Satanists, and they will tell you that you know, there's a mindset of these people out there that they think Satan is going to conquer God.
Well, that's a foolishness of sin, the darkness of sin. Hillary Clinton thinks everybody's an idiot, and she's smart, and she's wrong on both counts. She's an idiot, and we're not as dumb as she thinks. But she's a fool.
Hillary is about Hillary. It's all about Hillary.
But you know, she talks about like we're all idiots or something. They think they're so wise, and they're fools. The Bible says they're fools.
She wanted to be the first woman president because she deserves to be the first woman president. What do you think, Wendy?
Well, she thinks that. I certainly don't.
I think she's looking more mental all the time. She looks, all she needs is a robe and the bedroom slippers. She looks mental to me.
Well, I could tell you what, if she should, first of all, the Democrats know that there's no way in the world that they can win a fair and honest election. They can't. So they're going to have to do everything they can to keep, and they're going to try to start here too, no matter what it is, even in the midterms, but in the primaries. But could you imagine Hillary and Trump getting into another debate? Trump knows how to pull her chain. At this point, she would pull her hair out.
You know, remember they had a debate, and it made me mad that nobody said. But she said to him, she said during this debate that he lived in an alternative world or something. Well, who lives in the alternative world is her.
I hear you.
But nobody, it's just nothing. Nobody responded to it.
Yeah, I got to move on. But thanks for calling. All right, who did you say was next there, Andy?
Cynthia,
you're in the air.
Yes, I'm calling because you said a phone number twice, and I think that's really special when a radio show would do that. Ephesians 2:10 says, "We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Now, with regard to what Ms. Wilson was speaking about, technology to monitor thoughts and that was eye opening to me because I have sort of suspected that something like that would be happening, and I think we need to use our negotiating skills and be out there when possible to say I am a citizen of the United States, and these are my freedoms constitutionally, and this is what I believe. And one of the things that I see, aside from that technology, is another topic, and that is what's missing. That what's been missing through this entire two years, and you know what that is? That's food handling. The food. It's not the supply chain necessarily, but it was something in Long Beach Port. I followed that 2 years ago, and the trains were taking the food, and they made a special compensation so that people wouldn't be unloading that food and trying to get workers and leaving those ships out there, but rather somebody came up with a good idea and said, let's just take it up to the CNS, the train depot, and in Northern California or Utah or somewhere, and then they transport it across the country. But food handling, that is spending time with people and teaching them what feminine things that women did in the house that people take for granted, and we're not ready. We weren't ready for it, but we need to have had that protocol 2 years ago to learn how to take a brush and do your you know, do your nails, you wash this food. There was one lady from the University of South Florida. She went to a senior center, and these girls, they were first black girls that got degrees, and you know, that's a very special feeling. I'm the first person with a college degree in my family, so I understand that. However, when they got degrees in dietary, and they took their salad bowl and their things to the senior center, their knives and forks, and they didn't wash them. They didn't believe in washing the cutting board. They didn't do that. That step was absent. That's food handling. Another instance is if you have a pumpkin pie and you take it to a supermarket, you say, can you cut my pumpkin pie? I'm explaining Squanto, the friendly Indian, during Thanksgiving. Could you cut this pie so I can give it to the children? Man takes a towel off of his, waist and just takes a knife, wipes it, and then starts to cut your pie. Where are the people that are saying, wait, no.
Well, I'm gonna have to move on, but God bless, and I won't ever do that, taking no towel off my waist and cutting no pie. Would. Anyhow, who do we have next?
Jack,
you're in the air.
Yes, Pastor Ernie, how do you think the conflict between Russia and Ukraine is going to end? What's the scenario you envision?
With a whole lot of dead people, and that was a part of it. That was from the very word, you know, go. Look, you have the military-industrial complex. You have people that make a lot of money off war, okay? You notice the price of silver has gone up. One of the reasons is silver is used a lot in war machines, and especially the computers. So you've got those out there, and the Bidens and the Pelosis and the many of those in there make, you know, they're all invested in the war machine. I believe McConnell is another one that's invested. So it's going to drag out for a while. China is going to come in. She's going to buy all of that oil. I'm thinking, and you know, you may just have a real civil war in this country because people are getting really fed up because the price of gas isn't going to come down. It's gonna, even if they go back on the taxes, it's still going to keep going up until we start drilling. Again, see, now, what did he do? Joe Obama, he obeyed his master. He obeyed AOC and the squat and crazy Bernie. He pacified them. He says, all right, here, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, I'm delivering, okay? I'm making the people hurt. I'm doing this for you, okay? People are getting real fed up, okay?
What happen for this to turn into a nuclear war since we've been threatened by Russia?
It wouldn't take a whole lot. Remember, you've got that nutcase over there in North Korea that's got a nuclear weapons too. And there's you don't know what might set him off. And you don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And don't forget Iran is totally out for the destruction of Israel. Israel's on high alert all the time. Israel is really watching this very, very closely because she knows that, you know, once the first missile's fired, that she's going to be a major target. So the whole thing could erupt.
That Israel would take out Iran facilities before they could make a bomb, but now that Netanyahu is out, this new guy, I think he's not as tough as Netanyahu, so I don't know if he would try to stop Iran from getting the bomb or not.
And you don't know what you see. One of the things that you got to remember, these people, I do know that I've talked to several people from the Soviet Union who lived there in Moscow, and they tell you that there's a city much larger than Moscow under Moscow. They've all told me the same thing, that they've been down there, that there's literally a huge metropolitan built under Moscow, and that's where all of your top brass, your generals, and all of those go during nuclear war. So they're prepared to go there, and if they have to sacrifice the masses, they'll sacrifice the masses. So
I've heard that Russia has bomb shelters for the people that are stocked with food and water. We don't have anything like that in the United States.
Well, there are some places, yeah. But there are a lot of private individual places that do have places where it's stocked with food and water.
Hey, are you over the COVID now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we were praying for you.
I certainly appreciate it.
All right, buddy. You have a good night.
Well, God bless, and thanks for calling. Okay, who is next?
Mike.
Mike, you're in the air.
How you doing, Pastor?
Doing okay. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, listen, I've been listening to you for a while, and like you were saying, a lot of churches, it's churchianity instead of Christianity. Like, they're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not standing up for anything. I just want to share this one scripture, Isaiah 5, verse 20, where the Bible says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Now, the Bible says in the last days, we know these things are going to happen, but I'm reminded of what God told Moses. Moses, what is that in your hand? It's a rod. Stretch it out, Moses. Stretch it over the Red Sea. And God departed the Red Sea. God brought judgment upon Pharaoh and all these rich people, the Food and Drug Administration, the governments, the things they're doing to people. God, like I told my boss, God created me. God gave me a free will. And he won't go against my will. I have to humble myself before him. I said, "Well, who do you think you are that you can tell me what to put in this body?" I said, "I ain't putting nothing in." I said, "God's taking care of me." But we're in that day, if we don't pray and we don't stand up for truth and faith, then we're in trouble. But the Bible tells us that if two or three are gathered together in his name, because you're a pastor, and I know you know the word. And whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, that he'll do it. Now, God wants all men to be saved, but we know all men aren't going to be saved because the rebellious, the defiance, the witchcraft, the hatred, the murder, the shedding of innocent blood, God hates those things. So if the if people don't want to turn, there'll come a limit. Like when a couple of the Amorites were full, then judgment fell. Well, we see signs of judgment all over the earth because this earth is crying because of the sin and the death and the destruction. And God Almighty, I was telling people, you think God is playing? God will give a man time to repent. And you'll get to a point where your heart gets so hard, you're not going to repent. And if God has to move you, he's going to move you. But I just want to say, Pastor, I appreciate you and everybody that's part of the work there for the body of Christ, warning people and telling people. And I just thank God for you. I mean, I listen to you guys, and I get so blessed. I said, "Lord, I'm so glad that there's other people in the body of Christ that are standing up." So I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I love you guys. I'm praying for you. And I keep on the good fight for the Lord, for the kingdom of God, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much for that. All that right back to you. And you know, Wendy, I remember that verse now that I was talking about. It's Isaiah 54, verse 17. "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness of me, saith the Lord." Now, he's talking about a people that will obey him, those people that will obey him, and those that have given their hearts to the Lord.
Well, you did say, you know, the Lord is a man of war. And didn't he say that that King David was a man after his own heart? But he was a man of war, and he wasn't allowed to build the temple.
Well, he was a bloody man because,
Yeah,
he had killed, and that's the reason he wasn't allowed to build the temple. And so he also, remember, he committed with Bathsheba. He killed Uri. He killed an innocent man, Uri. And so that's why. Anyhow, yeah, David was a man after God's own heart, but he was always messing up. And, he was impetuous. But at least, you know, he was zealous for the Lord. He just didn't. And I know a number of people that way that often will leap before they look. So, anyhow, who do we have next?
Sister Mary Grace.
Sister Mary Grace, you're in the air.
Oh, it's so nice to hear you, Pastor. Lots of prayers going for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And God is good every day. A key week, I was listening to some of the prophecies by Amanda Grace, Ken Fish, and a lot of these prophets, especially, he passed away. It was Clement. His name was Clement, and wow. I'm telling you, he foresaw a lot of things, and the Lord's going to work. Because he said, you want to make yourself pharaohs? I'll treat you like pharaohs. And we haven't seen it yet, but it's coming very soon. So I would just stay away from the coast. God is good, but he's going to do something big. And I was like, whoa, Lord. He hears our prayers. He wants people to know. He hears the prayers of his people. And America, he said, well, they tried to kill the eagle. And she's wounded. But no, he created that. And you're not going to take God out of America. He's not going to let it happen. God help us all. He created all of America to be there. And he's going to do something. And I'm telling you, the prayers of the people, I mean it. Sometimes he wakes me up and I'm praying all night. And I said, I do what you want me to do. And so does Amanda Grace. And I'm telling you, God is going to work. He hears everybody's prayers. He knows and he listens. God listens. He's our sovereign God. He said, raise a standard, seek his face, make a stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. He's more about justice than we are.
So, all right, very...
covering him.
Excuse me. Very, very good, Amanda.
Covering. God bless you.
God bless you.
I wanted to make a pledge. I'm pledging for next month.
All righty. Very good. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. We're about out of time. I don't think. How much time do I have, Mighty Andrew?
We're coming up on 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Do we have any more callers?
We got two left.
Okay, we'll give them 1 minute each. All right. Tom, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, Pastor. You know who Ted Williams is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Baseball player. You know what his family did with him, right?
No, what'd they do with him?
Things like cryogenics. They took his head and put it in a jar, saving it for when man can put it on a body. You know, this is man trying to outdo God.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the baseball player?
Yes, yes. Ted Williams is a baseball player. His family took his head and put it in a jar. And it's called cryogenics or something, with liquid, waiting for man to be able to revive bodies and put his head on it. This is man trying to outdo God. And not only is the U.S. not blessed, the whole world is not blessed. I don't know how God tolerates us. Good night. Good night, Pastor. That's what I had to say.
God bless you. Thank you for that. I don't think I'd like that. Okay, one more. Who do we have next? Jim, you're in the air.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're in the air.
Oh, hi. Good to hear you back. Thank God for prayers. I was just wondering about where do you think Babylon the Great, for Revelation chapter 18, talks about? Where do you think that country would be?
Well, Babylon the Great, that's a world government. That's a one world government. There's three aspects of Babylon. You've got the political, you've got the economic, and the religious. Now, right now, the world in New York City, which is called Babylon, many people refer all across the world to Babylon. New York City is Babylon today, but that is a type. In fact, if you go in the harbor in New York, one time I looked and there was a big billboard and it said Babylon. That's just outside of New York. But, and so here you have to understand, in New York City, you had the World Trade Center. That was the world economic. You had there where you had the religious and the world political system right there in New York City. And what's it called? I'm having one of my senior moments. I know that their address has got 666 on it of all. United Nations, what I was thinking of. Yeah, and so you had, and housed within the United Nations building is the World Council of Religions, housed right inside there, the World Council of Religions. And so you have all three of them housed right there in New York City. But that is, it's a world, it's going to be on a global scale. So that's Babylon. Babylon is not a place. It's the entity, the great whore that the Bible speaks of.
Right. So, this says Babylon will be destroyed in 1 hour.
Well, you saw actually that happen in a short sense. Remember 9/11? I watched 9/11. I was watching when the first plane hit. And from the time the first plane hit to the buildings were down, it took exactly 1 hour. 1 hour when those buildings came down. But I'm out of time, so thanks for calling. Folks out there, we are out of time for tonight. But you got to remember, okay, you got to remember everything God's Word, the Bible says. You're seeing all of these things coming together quick. Now is the time not to wait. Now is the time to make your salvation sure. Now is the time to make your salvation sure. Every night, I've got this dry cough here tonight. Every night we tell you the final things when we leave here. God's Word, the Bible is very, very clear. Repent, receive eternal life, or perish. It's that simple. You need to repent or perish. Out there, and if you have any doubts, listen, if, you know, you've said, well, I said the sinner's prayer one time, did you change? If you said the sinner's prayer and you meant it, you would be changed. You would become a new creature, and you'll have a desire to serve God. Is that there? If that is not there, then you need to go back, and you need to make your salvation sure. You need to pray. Get on your knees. You need to ask the good Lord to come into your life and to make himself known to you and to make your salvation sure. Wendy, thanks for being here again.
Pleasure.
Until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Puppy poops, doggy doo-doo, stinkers, whatever you call them, you know you don't want to scoop it. Keep your yard clear of the mess when you call Duty Calls. Visit DODYCalls.com and we'll scoop the poop.